So, also in the news this week, I found a study which used touchscreen technology to shed light on how we evolved to be so intelligent, and how this development may have made us susceptible to mental illness. Now, we humans have been successful because of our ability to solve problems and think flexibly about the world around us. It seems, however, that some of the genes that allow us to do so are much older than our species. They date back to when we shared a common ancestor with mice, and maybe even further.
Well, how long ago is that then?
Well, we split from our common ancestor with mice 100 million years ago, so really quite a long time.
And what did this group do?
Well, this study was done by researchers from 8 different institutes, and it was led by Bussey and Grant, and it compared human and mouse intelligence using touchscreen tasks, which can be adapted to work for both humans and mice.
I was just thinking, I mean, how do you actually get a mouse operating a touchscreen? So what do? Press it with their nose or something?
Yeah, exactly. So they obviously aren't quite as dexterous as us, but you can flash things up and ask them to tap it with their nose and see if they can learn to do so.
So rather than a mouse pad, it's an iPad.
Yes, exactly, an iPad for mice. So in this study, they compared mice with mutations to various different genes within the same family. And these genes are involved in creating signalling molecules which are found in the brain. Now, invertebrates, things like insects, which with a few exceptions are thought to be less intelligent than vertebrates, that's animals with backbones like us, the invertebrates have only one of these genes. But 550 million years ago, the vertebrate genome duplicated itself, not once, but twice. So most vertebrates have retained several versions of these genes. So they found that mice missing one of these genes, one particular gene, could not complete even very simple learning tasks.
Is there an equivalent in humans?
Yes, there does seem to be. These genes seem to be quite conserved in humans, and they did look at that a bit later in the study. Two of the other genes they looked at seem to have a really interesting interacting pattern. So these two affected different and more complicated learning and attention tasks to the first one. And it seems that they work in opposition to each other and together control these high-level cognitive abilities.
So why would you have a gene then, one of which is good at making you bright and the other one which seems to make you less bright? Why have genes that make you thick?
Well, that's a really interesting question, and we're not entirely sure, but it seems like you have to regulate these things to the optimal level. So as you mentioned earlier, there are some human analogues to this, and autistic people are quite similar to the mice who have mutations to the gene. So they're actually better at some of these tasks. So these mice with this particular mutation were very good at visual discrimination and had very high attention. And that's what we find in autistic individuals. So it may be that being particularly good at this one thing actually means that you're not as good at functioning in our crazy world where there's so much going on.
And is there evidence that autistic people have changes to these genes that might push them into that spectrum?
Now, there wasn't direct evidence for this gene, I don't think, but some of the proteins that the gene interacts with have been implicated in autism.
So this is good evidence of how studying how these genes operate in simple animals like mice can inform a much more complicated picture as goes on in a human.
Exactly. So not only has it shed some light on how intelligence evolved, but it also seems to suggest that we might pay a price for this intelligence, and that price might be mental health conditions.